The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, of course, the biggest election before our doll is dissolved next Thursday evening is, of course, the road to the White House with voting on Tuesday, the 5th of November. Terry Sheridan, managing editor with WSHU Public Radio, joins us as he does every week on the PK Show to give us what we can expect for the final weekend. Welcome to the programme, Terry.
Thanks, Ivan.
We've had garbage trucks, we've had McDonald's, lots of campaigning colour from Trumpy. How's it all going to work out this weekend? Are there more blockbusters coming?
Who knows? If you told me this past week was going to be this past week, I would have laughed at you. Going from the Trump rally at Madison Square Garden on Sunday to the garbage truck to several of the rallies to whatever. It just seems to be getting weirder and weirder here in the States.
Did Biden commit a faux pas that distracted from the key message where Kamala Harris was speaking from the January 6th site and so on? It was unnecessary, wasn't it?
Right. I would say it was more of a distraction that did any more than did any harm. Yes, it gave Donald Trump an excuse to put on a high-vis vest and try to climb into a garbage truck. But again, it's something that the Republicans are keep on hitting, that he thinks we're garbage. They're trying to make it similar to what Hillary Clinton said in 2016 about the basket of deplorables that was supporting Trump. But at this stage in the election, is that going to make a difference? I doubt it.
Who has the greatest momentum?
I would say Kamala Harris has the greatest momentum simply because of where she has come from in July when she first took over as the candidate. But there seems to be a point where neither Donald Trump nor Kamala Harris can get to that 50%. The latest polls I'm looking at, most have Harris in front by a point, 2 points, maybe less than a point in some cases. And then the swing states, the states that are ultimately going to decide the election, they too, depending upon the polls you look at, either Trump's up, Kamala's up, it's still too close to call in any of these states.
So let's go through the swing states. Electoral College, you need to get to 270 to win. I'm looking at Trump less than 1% up in Nevada, less than 2% up in Arizona, Georgia less than 2% up. But Wisconsin, Harris is leading, and Michigan she's leading. The one I always look for is Pennsylvania. What's happening there?
Well, see, now this is where we're talking about the polls. The polls I'm looking at right now, the average from the New York Times in Pennsylvania has Trump up less than 1%. But if you go to the Washington Post site and their average of the polls, you have Harris up less than 1%. So it's very hard to tell. I mean, the New York Times, if you look at their average, the Real Clear average, they have Trump up in 5 of the 7 swing states. Washington Post has Harris up in 4 of the swing states. And I think that that's why this election, again, unless people are lying to the pollsters, unless the pollsters are wrong, which has been known to happen, it is still too close to have any real view of what's going to happen next week.
The early voting, the figures are quite extraordinary.
Absolutely. We've never really had early voting in this country. It was first, we have always had absentee voting, but you always had to have a reason that you couldn't be at your polling place. Since 2020, when it was rolled out during the pandemic, many, many states now have early voting, including here in the tri-state area, New York, Connecticut, have a week of early voting. The numbers are astounding. They're topping what they were in 2020, and they can look and see who is voting and try to, you know, I guess read tarot cards, but or the tea leaves. But it looks like women are coming out in strength, and it looks like in certain states the Democrats are coming out in strength.
Now, the VP race, Waltz and Vance, has that been a sideshow, or has any of the VP candidates made an impact for their boss?
I think it hasn't been a sideshow. I think in a lot of ways for people who are supporting Harris, J.D. Vance has become a boogeyman. Things that he says gets they're paying attention to what he says. And I think that for those who support Trump, they look at him and they think, OK, this is our guy. This is going to be the person who's going to take the torch from Donald Trump at some point in the future. Waltz. People love Waltz. The Democrats love Waltz, even Republicans. Yes, some of them will take shots at him for being a communist. Why? I don't know. But, you know, he seems to have that Midwestern nice guy charm, and that seems to be a positive for Kamala Harris.
So I'm picking up, Terry, too close to call. Both sides adamant that they're going to win. I think that one of the things that would disturb people, irrespective of the outcome, is the possibility that the count could be more tortuous than the campaign. Everybody's lawyered up. When do you think, you know, given some of the, you know, 12,000 votes in some states was the difference last time, when do you think we can expect a result?
I don't know. I think if there is no clear result, I mean, if you go back 2 years in the midterm elections when everyone was expecting a red wave, a so-called red wave, that didn't turn out, the results came pretty quickly, you know, within a couple of days. If this is close, I think it's going to be as bad or worse than it was in 2020 with lawsuits, alternate slates of electors, recount after recount, especially if it falls into a legal margin where you have to have an automatic recount. I'm going to say it could be several days, but even if the winner is declared, I'm thinking it's still going to go through December with people trying to overturn or somehow reverse the results of the election.
In terms of Trump's campaign, I remember the rally where he was dancing with himself for 30 odd minutes, and there was something Barack Obama said that struck with me. Actually, he's just playing up to this goofy thing. And the way he even talks, we had played a clip earlier of him talking about, you know, he'll go back to building if he doesn't win and he can't put windows in his house and there's going to be no cows. This kind of goofiness actually could be very clever because it makes people less fearful of him. They see him as a kind of veteran old guy. He kind of talks the talk, but actually he's not going to do a lot of the things that people are concerned about, going after his enemies, bringing in the military, all that, you know, that kind of, they see it as rhetorical and even the lies he gets away with. Do you think this goofiness thing is actually affected?
I don't think it's affected. I think, you know, again, I've been in New York for all my life, but, you know, covering Donald Trump, you know, since the early 1980s, it is part of his persona. His persona is to project, you know, one is strength, but two is that he is one of the people. And again, I look at Donald Trump as someone you would meet in a bar or a pub or a tavern, that loud guy at the end of the bar who has an opinion on everything and says outrageous stuff. But behind that, there are truly some very, from my point of view, some very scary things that he wants to put into effect. And again, you know, it's just, you know, as they say, when they tell you who they are, listen to them.
Okay, finally, if Harris doesn't win, and they say now that Hillary was a bad candidate, someone said to me the reason if she doesn't win, and she could well win, is that she spent 3.5 years failing to define herself. Is that unfair?
I think that's unfair because, again, as vice president, your job is really to fade into the background. You know, to be blunt about it, it's basically to be there in case something happens to the top person. So, you know, the vice president doesn't set policy. The vice president doesn't execute a policy. The vice president sells the policy of the president of the United States.
All right. Terry Sheridan, managing editor of WSHU Public Radio, saying it is too close to call. I'd say we're going to have that crazy last 24 hours where they're crisscrossing the country, doing a dozen states. But it's great entertainment, if nothing else.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.